Cam Inman joining us, Bay Area News Group. What's up, Cam? How you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm leaving the practice field after interpreting Jimmy Garoppolo's lift for the last 10 minutes.
Wow.
Can I tell you my first gripe about Kyle Shanahan? And I'm just going to play it again, just so everybody can hear it.
Like it is with one of my friends. We are very, as me and Jimmy are around each other every single day, so there's not any awkwardness from us or anything that's kept from each other. I don't know the clip you're talking about. I got it on my notes before this press conference, but I'm not a very good lip reader, but I probably won't watch it.
All right, so he probably won't watch it, and he doesn't know about the clip, and then there's a follow-up.
Like it is with one of my friends. No. We are very, as me and Jimmy are around each other every single day, so there's not any awkwardness from us or anything that's kept from each other. I don't know the clip you're talking about. I got it on my notes before this press conference, but I'm not a very good lip reader, but I probably won't watch it.
I pushed the wrong button. This was the follow-up, Cam.
There's frustration with our whole team. First of all, the clip to me is a joke, so I can't believe we're talking about it. I'm pretty sure that's not what he said, but we were extremely frustrated from the whole game. I mean, anytime you are doing well in the first half, moving the ball, and you get in the second half, and you have three turnovers on three of your drives, you have a safety on one, and you don't convert a third down, that's real frustrating to get anything going.
Did he see the video or not? Why he didn't even answer that question.
It doesn't really, to me, it doesn't make a difference. I'm sure he got briefed on it by his PR man. So that's why he says, his PR guy says, there's a viral tweet out there saying Jimmy Garoppolo says all the plays suck. If you look back at the game, a lot of the plays did suck.
Why would he say, I'm pretty sure that's not what he said if he didn't see the video?
Well, I think he's based that on his conversations with Jimmy and how Jimmy felt the game was going. In other words, he's saying that they have an open line of communication, that whatever gripes Jimmy would have, he brings them to each other, that they've known each other long enough where they can read each other and understand what each other are thinking. So it's not like Jimmy has to mutter anything under his breath that he wouldn't tell Kyle. That's where I'm coming from on.
Cam, man, I just feel like this is like a reality TV show, and I know this is not how the Niners and Jimmy thought it would go, but let me ask you this. You're around the team. You've been around Jimmy for the last umpteen years. I told Steiny this, and it's just my opinion, Cam, but I feel like Jimmy, it's more of a friskier Jimmy, if you kind of get where I'm going. And not that he's doing anything on purpose, but he's kind of being more demonstrative with just how he feels. Is that fair?
Well, we saw that last year, too, where he was kind of cussing during some press conferences. And we'd say, oh, he said the F word or the F word. We're like, how awesome. The guy can swear finally. It's who Jimmy is. I think he's let his guard down a little bit because it's kind of to him, it's a no-lose situation. It's like he's here to play football and doesn't have to try to impress people too much to save his job, because I don't know if it's worth saving. But, I mean, I think we read a little too much into it, but it's the nature of the position as playing the 49er quarterback job, which he's going to be having to do the rest of the season.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game, works for the Bay Area News Group. He's also our 95.7 The Game Odyssey insider. And, one of the things I always try to make a distinction about when people are talking about football and the guys who play football is who's saying it. And a lot of people were making something out of Jimmy Garoppolo smiling after the game. And I didn't think much of it until I heard Brent Jones, the former 49er tight end, basically really got on Jimmy Garoppolo and said, you were the reason that the 49ers lost, so I don't want you smiling and glad-handing. He's not a clown, Brent Jones, you know what I mean?
Right. Sure, absolutely. And I know where Brent's coming from, because it was a different era of football when he played. I don't recall guys doing jersey swaps and writing love letters on the back of their jerseys like they do nowadays. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was not the only Niner player smiling when he saw a friendly face on the other team after the game. It's not a great optic, and Jimmy knows that. But it's also, I have a hard time going, do I want to see him cry off the field? Do I want to? We saw that in the Super Bowl when these losses really hurt guys. So much went wrong in that game. It's just like, that's probably where we should focus more of our attention on, rather than reading lips after a play call. It's like, well, why did that play not work? Okay, what? There's just so much more to football than just interpreting those things. And I get it. did I have a problem with him smiling? No, just because of the nature of the, I have more of a problem when I see like the guys celebrating when they're down by 30 points. Okay. When the game is over, Jimmy's been a pro. He's his ninth year. I think he has a way to shut it off, and then he's going to deal with the aftermath, obviously, when he's watching film and walking into a losing locker room.
Cam, this defense has been outstanding, yet, you know, another loss, 1-2. The feeling I get from Niner fans is the ownage that they've had of the Rams in the regular season is what they're putting their hat on, and I'm just terrified. I told Stani this, of no Trent Williams and Jimmy saying he's not in game shape. So do you think this is just going to be a walk in the park Monday night for the Niners?
Oh, heck no. No. I mean, I'm with you. I disregard everything that happened in the regular season. I mean, did it get them an NFC championship game win? No. Does it mean they play them well? Yes. So you can be encouraged that they know how to, they know these guys really well. They know what they're in store for. It's usually a physical game. But when you see an offense so discombobulated, like they were in Denver, and then you're going to go put that offense on the field without the best offensive lineman in the league, it gives me tremendous pause. And I do not sense any confidence that they can carry in from their past years. This is all about correcting the here and now and not just going, oh, we know we own these guys, because they all know they don't. Otherwise, they would have been in the Super Bowl last year.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. If I asked you this question, how would you answer it? What is Jimmy Garoppolo playing for this year?
Are you asking me the question?
Yep.
Oh, there's multiple layers to it. The businessman is playing for his next contract for his next team. I don't think that's Jimmy's priority. I think Jimmy's priority is he really is in the here and now, that this is the group of guys he's led for five seasons, and he has an opportunity to lead them again. It's the same mentality, Matt, that he had to go in with last season, that, okay, I know they want to replace me, but damn it, I'm still here. They haven't replaced me right now, and I'm going to go out there and try to win football games because that's what I do. I'm a football player. I'm a quarterback. If he's not that, he could have retired and just done Subway commercials for the rest of his life, because he's pretty darn good at that too. I think he wants to prove everybody that he can win games, that his shoulder is fixed. But I tell you what, he's behind a really raw offensive line. He has to play catch up after not participating in the offseason program or in any part of training camp. And so right now it's just about let's play, let's try to get back in the swing of things, and whatever happens in his career will happen no matter what. And I don't think he's pressing about his long-term destination, because really that didn't get him anywhere this offseason, did it?
Right.
Cam, let me ask you this. We saw Robert Saleh, who did a phenomenal job here. He had this defensive unit running around. They're still running around. He parlayed that into a job. And my goodness, I know they lost, but Sunday night, the Niners, they hit. They gang tackle. And I'm looking at D'Amico Ryans like, okay, he didn't drop the ball. They're still what they are. But offensively, Kyle, when's this offense going to be dynamic? And I'm still banging the drum that Kittle can do more. But Cam, do you expect that to ever happen, to where we see, you know, this Niner offense and this weaponry, which I think is above average, you know, big plays downfield or attempts for big plays?
They got to get big plays. And whether it's, I don't think it's downfield. You're not going to get Danny Gray running 4.2 down there to catch 50-yard bombs from Jimmy. It's about scheming it up and getting guys open and having Garoppolo hit them in stride. And I'm with you on that. You got to get Kittle, Debo, Ayuk involved. These are your big-time playmakers, and they did not use them in the second half of Denver. And I get it. You know, Kittle's interesting because, so he made his season debut Sunday night, right? He got one target in the second half. He has scored a touchdown each of the last four home games against the Rams. He's going to be fired up. He's, you know, to me, Kittle's always been their spirit animal on offense, whereas the scheme has shifted more towards orbiting around Debo Samuel. They just have to find a blend to get those two guys the ball. And, you know, the other thing, and it's the 49ers, is they run the ball. They're going to be emphasizing that again this week, just like they did a year ago when they went in to face the Rams and they said, Shanahan said he wanted 40 carries out of the guys that game. They got about 42 or 44, and they won the game handily. They can preach the same this week, but you're going to have a different offensive line, and you're not really in your groove yet. I mean, you're only in week four, and that was a few weeks later last year. So, yeah, to me, it's really a work in progress. I've been really confident about the 49ers going each of their first three games. I don't have that going into this game after what I saw in Denver.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cam, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
All right. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, 95.7 The Game.
I was going to tell him we'll see him down there Monday. Boy.